blowing things up, building outrageous tools, and converting BMWs into roadworthy jacuzzis. That's our first segment on Techonomics. This week, host Jason Middleton talks with a YouTube celebrity who is an untrained inventor and showman with 500,000 followers. That conversation starts now.
Hello, and thanks for listening, and Happy New Year. YouTube has had some ups and downs over its lifetime. Recently, a YouTube celebrity posted a video of a suicide victim, and the backlash was strong and swift. There are 400 hours of video posted to YouTube every minute. So it's safe to say that the platform has a wide and deep cross-section of humanity. And just like humans, there are positive, good decision makers, and there are derelict and even evil people represented on YouTube. Colin Furze uses his powers for good and to entertain his YouTube followers. Furze is a 5-time Guinness World Record holder and YouTube's undisputed king of crazy inventions. He's also pretty killer at product tie-ins, like the release of a life-sized TIE fighter to coincide with the release of Star Wars The Last Jedi. Furze also has a new book called This Book Is Not Safe, and I talked with him about that and other things, and here we go.
Colin Furze, and as a title, well, I'm an author now, but most people know me as a YouTube engineer.
That's right, and your new book is This Book Is Not Safe, including 10 crazy inventions to try at home. We're going to circle back on that in a second. To introduce you to somebody who may not have seen your videos yet, can you, in your voice, just kind of give me a description of what it is you do on YouTube that is so successful?
I suppose I make the things that everybody wants to see made. I've made hover bikes. I've made huge swings where you go upside down, you're higher than the house. I dug my whole back garden up, put like an underground bunker, stroke man cave in it. And then I make all sorts of other crazy machines, things that chuck, you know, cake in your mouth at breakneck speed, flame-throwing guitars, Wolverine claws, Assassin's Creed weapons and things like that.
Yeah.
If you want stuff made, I'm the man.
That's no exaggeration whatsoever. I've seen only about a dozen of the videos. There are so many different ones you can enjoy. The Pyro School Bus was the one I watched this morning to get ready for your call-in. Outstanding, sir. Outstanding. Who doesn't want to go 100 miles an hour with a fire under their ass? Indeed.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about YouTube. How did you get started there?
YouTube, I mean, I started on it way ago, before it was big, back in 2006, and it was a combination of a few things, really. I mean, I used to ride BMX bikes when I was younger, so we used to film ourselves doing that, and that's kind of where my video skills developed in the filming and editing, was doing that. And then also, I like making stuff. So as I kind of finished BMXing, I concentrated on building a few more things, but of course, because I used to like videoing, I started doing that, and then someone said, hey, there's this website called YouTube where you can upload it to, and then I thought, well, that's going to be better than putting it on a VHS tape and passing it around the neighbours. So it kind of went from there, started to grow the audience. Everybody liked seeing the build process and seeing how things work, so, you know, I started giving them more and more of that, and they kept coming more, and now it's turned into kind of my career, which is the crazy thing about the internet nowadays.
Indeed, and you do have some cool partnerships, too. I've noticed that, you know, of course, eBay is one of your sponsors as well. Popular Mechanics, I believe, is another one, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've done stuff for some of the biggest companies in the world. I've got eBay, obviously, which I'm doing the Star Wars project for at the moment. Before that, I made a car for a Google advert. I've worked with Ford, Intel, Taylors of Harrogate, which make Yorkshire tea. I don't know if you get that out there. And obviously, computer, Ubisoft games, Sony games, Microsoft, you name it. I've ticked all the boxes in terms of massive companies, I think.
Yes, and they all come and reach out to you, don't they? It's kind of like, would you like to do this, Colin? It's not like you have to go out and shop yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I've never emailed a company saying, do you want to sponsor me to do this? Everyone has come to me. Because, I mean, I suppose my YouTube channel is the shop window, really, because it's very successful. Lots of people see it, the companies see it, and they're like, you know, we need to get involved with this guy.
Right. You started a new show or series in September. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we talk about the book?
Yeah, the YouTube Red series. It's for kids. They come to me and said, do you want to do something? And I started thinking, well, I'm doing a kid's book. Let's do a kid's YouTube series as well. So the two kind of go hand in hand, really, just to kind of appeal to a younger audience.
All right. And let's pivot over into the book. And then I have a follow-up question about YouTube as a business. But let's talk about This Book Is Not Safe. Why did you launch this now? And wow, I have an 8-year-old daughter who's a huge fan of yours. I did not know that until I was doing research for this interview. I walked in and I said, hey, I need to watch this guy. And I pull you up and she says, oh, watch the one where he has a BMW that's actually a hot tub.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second, you already know about Colin Furze? And she's like, oh, yeah, and then check this one out, Daddy. So anyway, we'll come back to her in a second, but let's go back to your book. This book isn't safe. Why now?
Basically, what's happened, along with me uploading these videos of me creating stuff, is I'm getting loads of emails from young and old people saying, like, you know, I want to do what you do. Where do I start? So this was kind of like, you know, how do I address that? And also, if the internet got switched off today, you know, what would I have left behind, sort of thing? Yeah, because obviously everything's in the virtual world. And I thought, I want to put something in the real world. I want to help people get into doing what I'm doing, and that's what this book does. If you've got, you know, any kids that want to be practical, that are slightly practical, and they just want some things to make to kind of develop the skills, this book is for them.
Let's talk about YouTube as a business. You have a very robust comments section. Do you have any tips on people who might want to better manage their comment section?
It's kind of weird, really, because, I mean, on most of my videos, I get good comments. I don't really get much hate, so I don't have to kind of worry about that too much. I think what I normally do when I upload a video, for the first hour or so, I normally sit there and I try and answer people's comments as much as possible and just deal with it like that. It's impossible to check through them all. I know YouTube's been having a bit of problems with people commenting on videos that's a bit not obscene or whatever. I don't know what the word is, really, that they shouldn't do. But, I mean, I haven't really seen any of that on my channel. I don't know if it's appeal to a different audience or anything, but, you know, but generally, I mean, the internet, through my eyes, is quite a nice place. I mean, I get people, you know, offering me advice on what I can make, how to do things and stuff like that, and it's a kind of a bit of a circle of knowledge. I mean, you know, quite a few of my projects have been spawned from people's comments. So it's just about how you use it, really, and I think if people see comments that are not nice, then they should flag them and report them.
Right.
Because we are the best police of the internet, because we're on it all the time.
That's a good point. And you do have 5.5 million followers plus, and you're barreling towards 6 million. And you celebrate every million that you get with a special video, as I understand, right? What did you do for 5 million?
Oh, when it comes to million celebration marks, I think I've set the bar pretty high. It's normally something with fireworks. For 5 million, I had 1,000 rockets launch off the back of a bicycle while I was pedaling it. For 4 million, I made a 30-foot fire tornado, which then lit a load of rockets. For 3 million, we did a firework Death Star, which is basically a big ball of fireworks, about 5,000 shots in total.
Yeah.
2 million was a huge Catherine wheel, and 1 million was 300 rockets all going off the back of my truck all at once. So, you know, you can't beat it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you can watch, if you watch a supercut of just all of your million celebrations, it's amazing. It's just, it's a lot of fun. My next to last question, my penultimate question, I want to circle back to YouTube just for a second, because I have to ask you about adpocalypse, right? There's a lot of YouTube creators that are going through some issues. YouTube is going through its own issues. Google is trying to handle problems. How are you dealing with adpocalypse, or have you seen an impact?
I've only had one of my videos demonetized, and then I put an appeal in and it got sorted. So it's kind of flown past over me. In terms of ad revenue, whether that's been down or not, it's hard for me to tell at the moment, because the two videos that have gone out just recently were for eBay, and they're demonetized anyway because they're kind of like sponsored videos. But I mean, I've noticed it fluctuates anyway, ad revenue, depending on the time of the year. Normally on the run up to Christmas, it's quite good. As a general issue, the biggest problem is that there is so much content which gets uploaded every single minute, that until they sort out a really good system of sifting through what's appropriate and what's not, then it's kind of always going to be there. I mean, I think it's a YouTube problem, because YouTube is the biggest video site in the world, and other sites aren't quite as big, so they might be able to handle it a bit better. I mean, they are trying, so I'm told. But I don't know. I suppose that's what happens when you become the master service, is you get the master problems to come with it. So,
very good point. We're speaking with Colin Furze. His new book is called This Book Is Not Safe. He's a former plumber, former BMX video maker, and I believe also just an incredibly entertaining and talented inventor. Colin, as my last question, I swore to my daughter that I would do this. She's 8 years old. She loves your videos. I did not know that until this weekend, which makes me Father of the Year. Her name is Margot, and I asked her, like, if you could ask any questions to Colin Furze, and this will be rapid fire. You don't have to linger on these. But if it's okay, I'll run through these. From 1 to 10, how much do you like making your YouTube vids? 10 is you love it.
9. I don't like editing. That's what the one's knocked off on. You can always improve.
Are there any bloopers, and where are they?
Bloopers, I tend to put them in if there is, but generally they're either not caught on camera or they're in the video. Because I'm quite liberal with how I film things. I don't film absolutely everything because I am the editor. I then have to sift through it all at the end of the
good
day.
Good point. How long does it take to make one of your amazing vids? And these are quotes, by the way. I'm not editorializing what she wrote down.
Oh, this is fantastic for an 8-year-old. Then she's got a hook on it. They can be anything from a day up to about 6 weeks, depending on the size of the project. I mean, the day ones would be, you know, really like a Thursday's invention show, something that I've already made, actually. I suppose if you include the building time, like the 6 weeks, then I suppose a minimum of about 3 or 4 days, maximum about 6 weeks. The one that will come out on Thursday, the Star Wars project, we've been building that for 6 weeks.
Yes, and that is an amazing project. I'm going to make sure we link through to that because just the preview alone kind of set the bar pretty high. I'm looking forward to that one.
It's good. It's menacing, put it that way.
Right on. Do you want to make a vid of something at one of the wonders of the world? So I guess she's asking, would you like to go on location?
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of my goals for next year is to develop more gadgets and inventions, which I have to test in exotic locations, which is basically a way of me getting a holiday kind of on my business account.
Two quick ones. Do you ever get hurt in any of your videos?
Yes, I've been burnt before trying to light a jet engine. That's the worst. I cut myself on the wall of death, but I mean, I was lucky. I could have done a hell of a lot worse on that.
Right.
So far, so good. I need to touch some wood. I'm sat in a car. There's no wood in here.
Last one. Do you want animation in your video? And if so, why? And that's true. She really did write that. Her mother used to work at DreamWorks Animation.
Oh, right. Sometimes I think it'd be quite good when I'm explaining inventions that you can have like an invention or a graphic on the screen. But I mean, a little piece of nugget information here. I'm terrible on computers. If you look at my videos, they're very basically edited. There's never any titles that follow anything on screen or anything like that. Because
right.
I just find them highly annoying. I think you can take hours to do something very simple. So I do tend to keep my videos rather simple. But yeah, I mean, if I had somebody next to me that could do all the animation, I would probably use them.
Well, the videos may be simple, but the creations are amazing and entertaining, and you seem to be having a lot of fun, which I think comes really right through your videos. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, totally. Thank you very much.
Colin Furze, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. If you're ever in the Bay Area, please let us know so we can buy you a cup of coffee.
Oh, cheers. I've been there before. I loved it.
Come on back.
We hired an RV out, went through to Yosemite. It was fantastic.
Oh, all right. Well, next time, really, tea, coffee on me.
Excellent. Cheers, Jason. Have a good day, mate.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Colin Furze. He's an inventor, YouTube sensation, and recent author of a new book titled This Book Is Not Safe. Full disclosure, what I said in that interview about not knowing that my 8-year-old daughter was already a Furze fan is entirely true. Father of the Year nominations open now. Coming up after the break, we keep it knowledge-driven with Sal Khan and the Khan Academy. The online learning academy recently scored a major grant from Amgen to build more biology lessons. I talk with founder Sal Khan next. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.